the life of him. That came from the mud, but he turned up and figured it out. Was just selling dope to them folks trying to keep me afloat. Had a roll trying to give me a house. This street got ugly, I ain't had no money, but I was determined to get the fuck out. I was weighing down bags with the safe and the cash. Came up now, it's quarters, three ones an hour. But I had good dope and peered up, make them bounce. Where you get this shit from? Somewhere deep in the south. Big and shag with the slugs in this map, but I don't even much talk.
Get your life together, bro.
Welcome. We are here. We're all here. Merry Christmas to everybody, and welcome to the Rolling with Jeter featuring Joel and Butchie show. Welcome, y'all. We're going to drop a little special episode for y'all today. We're going to catch up with y'all, see what y'all doing, see how the holidays been treating y'all. And I don't know who wants to start, but I've been talking this whole goddamn time damn near, so I want somebody else to start talking, please.
Why you look like you got run over by a bus, bro? You are?
I got hit by a Mack truck.
What's up with Buddy, bro?
I got hit by a Mack truck.
What happened, bro? Man. Yeah, everybody tap y'all screens. How come I ain't got no likes yet? Get your life together.
So,
tap your screens, bro.
Right after I sent you that message this morning, the kids were opening up the presents.
Yeah.
I started getting real cold. I couldn't get warm. So I started running the temperature. Apparently right now I'm at like 100.5.
So, getting up there, huh?
Getting pretty high up there.
Everybody's sick in here, bro. I gotta go home tomorrow, and I'm like, yo, when I get back to Indy, I hope I'm not sick, bro.
That weather change is gonna slap the shit out of you, though.
Nah, bro. My nephew's in the ICU. He had to go last night.
Oh, damn.
He just turned a month today. Merry Christmas, Jay. He turned a month today, and yesterday it was like 2 a.m. Like, his kid's been, like, sleeping and runny nose. That means a month old, you know?
Sheesh.
And just all these kids in here. I'm like, bro. I ain't got no spleen, bro. Y'all trying to get me.
Yeah, facts. You trying to get me dead up in this motherfucker. Well, appreciate you, Double O. You be well, too, bro. I hope you had a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas from us at Rolling With and Dynamics Bowling. And, you know, the way Butchie looks right now is looking studly. I have a question, though. Anybody watch that terrible-ass Ravens? What the hell happened to Houston today, bro?
Bro, they are distraught.
Lamar is dangerous, bro.
They are distraught after they witnessed what they witnessed with Tank Dell that last game. They are distraught, bro. They hurt.
That was I don't understand how they can have two football games on Netflix for the first time with no issues, but you can't do a boxing match without buffering the whole time.
I knew that was coming.
Bro, what? Come on, man. Y'all gonna get me with this, bro. This is crazy. So, what'd y'all get for Christmas?
$25.
I got
$25.
I got nothing.
Adults don't get presents in my house.
I don't get shit.
I had a Secret Santa. It's at my house. I said I was gonna open it after.
I got a Secret Santa gift. Yeah, sure. It's in the closet. I don't know what it is. I can't open it yet.
I think it's podcast stuff, though.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, I might give me, like, you know, those, like, a soundboard that's got shit to it might be able to have a couple of sounds.
Hey, okay. I was thinking about getting one of those too.
I'm gonna do some recordings and I'm gonna press a button and it's gonna say certain shit. And I'm really looking forward to that, bro.
Oh, Lord, we're gonna have a little gimmick over here now.
Yeah, we're gonna get legit out here. I'm telling y'all, bro. Oh, and also, if you haven't gone to check the YouTube out, there is a physics blackout video that we put out today.
I need to go look at that.
So everybody go look.
You suggested that, and I've been looking at it because I'm doing videography for a pro shop now. So I get little tips and little deals. So, yeah, like I've been looking at it. So now that you said it, I was like, okay. I smelt it, too. I was like, ooh, pineapple.
So now we're getting stuff out there. We're starting to get more traction with that. And, you know. I think we're going in the right direction. I think it was something that I think the more consistent we're becoming with it, the easier it's starting to, you know, be and been able to do that. So, yeah, dude, like this doesn't
family time,
Christmas
baby.
This year. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Merry Christmas, Michelle. I don't know, like, do you guys feel very festive this year? Like, do y'all feel like what the hell happened to the holidays, bro?
Man, I've felt festive since I moved to Georgia.
They became so commercial.
Like, bro, oh my God. I went to the mall and I tried to go shopping. God, bro. Because listen, it's hard. Like, I don't, like, the only person I want to shop for, like, physically go shop for is my mother, right? Because when you want to look at your mom's gift, you don't want to just say, yo, like, if I order this, then it's screwed. You know what I mean? And then you go, fuck, then it's screwed. But I'm like, I'm not bringing whatever I have on the plane with me. Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, trying to charge me $65 to take a gift home. Like, yeah, bro, it's already too much money and you want me to pay more, right? So then I went to the mall, bro. No parking.
None.
You can't walk around. Bro, it's crazy living in India and then coming to Jersey, bro. So many fucking people, bro. It's crazy.
Oh, trust me. I know when I went back home with my damn self, I was saying the same shit. I was like, yeah, I didn't miss this. So I was like, all these damn people.
Fucking people.
I was like, yo, where the fuck did you come from? Like, yo, too many of you guys. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Big yo, kids, Butch, bro. You all right, my G? So you got $25, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So they handed you $25?
Yeah, my mom, though.
Man, that's a mom right there. She goes, you know, like the grandfather used to send you like a $6 and $86 check. I mean, spend it in good health.
It used to be a dollar.
But I'm not gonna hate on it. I mean, shit, she could have gave me nothing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but bro, like, just it's crazy what grandparents remember. They look like my grandfather remembered everybody's birthday, bro. I don't remember nobody's birthday. I'm like the worst. Like, asking me to remember shit. Oh my god. Only reason I remember Devin's birthday is because it's on April Fool's Day.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
easy, crazy. Right? Only reason I remember Jesus' birthday because everybody else remembers his
birthday. I knew you was about to say some shit like that.
Happy birthday, yeah, Jesus. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, God. Like, happy birthday, Jesus. Here you go. Oh, man. Like, yeah, no. Like, it's holiday time. This is like, it's not the same as what it used to be. It's no joy behind it anymore. It's just like, it's buy this, buy that, buy this, buy that.
And it's like, the one-upping part of the gift part.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, somebody's always got to up the other gift that somebody got. Like, why? Why is it that important? It's not. Like, just you bought a gift for somebody. Okay, cool. Thank you. I appreciate it. That's it. Like, you don't have to do all that extra shit. Like, okay, motherfucker got somebody an air fryer. Okay, yeah, now I got to get him a deep fryer. Like, what, no, like, you're doing too fucking much.
Like, yeah, bro, like, he doesn't have one at his house. Let's go get him one better than what we were going. And bro, do you know what's better when you don't have one and then you have one? Like people were climbing stairs when it comes to the process of certain shit. No.
Exactly.
Bro, absolutely not. Mm-mm. Bro, my nieces opened up literally every gift, right? They, you know, the amount of joy that I watch kids get out of opening gifts just for the paper.
Oh, God. Just to rip the paper. Bro. Yeah, it's just for the paper. Yeah, it really
I'm
is.
Like, bro, like, they're like, yo, what'd you get for your nephew? Not a damn thing. He's a month old. What the hell am I going to get this kid? I'm like, yo, sis, what you want, bro? You need some diapers? Okay. Merry Christmas.
A little RC.
When he gets old enough, then you go, okay. But yo, I had 4 or 5 kids in here. The most joy they had was opening up the damn gifts. The rest mm-hmm. of it, yo, it doesn't matter.
Nope.
You give them 50 away, bucks, that's it. As long as you wrap them shits, they're
that's
good.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Because once it goes away, it goes away.
I'm going to go to the dollar store and get 100 gifts. Just unwrap these son of a bitches.
The thing that made me happy is my sister and brother-in-law, they got the kids their first bowling balls. And watching Bo go out there and throw it. I'm going to tell you one thing. This kid's going to be a natural when it comes to bowling.
Okay. Yo, in the comments, who got bowling balls and what bowling balls?
Yeah,
I was about to say, yeah. All they got was white dots. So.
Because, see, here's the thing with me and bowling balls. I don't get excited for them anymore, but y'all do. So, in the comments, what bowling balls did y'all get for Christmas? Go ahead, Butch. I was just saying.
But to watch Bo go out there and throw the first ball with a freaking white dot, and literally just because, I mean, the speed was probably about 10 miles an hour.
We're out here feeling it.
Goddamn boy, he hooked the whole fucking lane. I'm like, goddamn, son. I'm like,
oh, get it, son!
Big Dan said he didn't get one. He said he going to buy one because Big Dan got $550 for Christmas.
Hunter got a bowling backpack. What kind of backpack did you get, Hunter? Bro, I bought this backpack here, right? Y'all know those big Roto Grip ones, bro. This thing,
this is huge.
You could put your whole house in this bag, bro.
Ain't lying,
like I go onto the flight to get here and I flew United. I know, check me out. I know, I'm out here. I know. Why we're moving up from Spirit. You know what I mean? I was like, oh my God, we're out here.
Hey, look. Right? I fly it too, so I can't.
Nah, this is some bullshit though. Listen. So I get on the plane, right? And I'm like, okay, so I'm the last group to board. And I got this big monstrosity of a bag behind me, right? Fucking huge, Hunter. So I put the I'm like looking around. And I don't think I've ever experienced this where I get on a plane and there ain't no room for my bag in it. And I'm like, okay. Overhead. Right? And I'm like, okay, so this is like, for me, it's if I got a section, don't put your fucking bag there because that's my section, right? Okay. I'm thinking you got your seat, you pay for your seat, that's your section. Oh, and when I got off the plane, I got another one, bro. This is a peeve of mine that I, you know, I was such a prick and I didn't care. So I get up there and this big ass bag, because it's so fucking big, put it up there and I'm like, bro, this doesn't fit, right? And I go to the lady in front, but I'm like, yo, on a Spirit flight, this bag fits, right? We're pushing this shit in there. Yeah, close. Right. Yo, you can't fit nothing in a United overhead. I'm like, yo, so I got to walk. I got to wait for 70 people to pass me and then go talk to the, I don't know what to call them. Because if I, flight attendant, that one. Flight attendant, right? So I go to talk to flight attendant. I'm like, listen, this bag is too big to put up there. But I was like, I don't really feel like paying $65. To get my bag to get to New Jersey, because you could flatten this thing if you want. Just don't charge me $65 to do it, right? So she's like, put it under the seat. And I'm like, okay. But this is not like a three seat. This is a two seat. So typically...
How far were you up?
I was on like 15. Like, it was like okay. 15. So it's like right in the middle of the plane.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah, that's the two seats area. Yeah.
So before you get to like, the three seats. I didn't realize how tight this flight was because when I put the bag down, like my legs didn't want to maneuver the way I wanted them
into the seat. Yeah, into the seat.
Right? Uh-huh. So then I get there and like my leg is sticking out of the aisle, right? But I told you, this is not like a this is not like one of them big ass planes, right? You're sitting there, like, bro, like what's up with buddy, right? So she, like, they're doing the cart thing. And you would think, like, an hour and a half, 2 hour flight, there wouldn't be that much going on. This woman smacked my leg like 70 times. Because the bag was like, because of how big the bag was. So I told you it was two seater. And then I got this guy next to me. So now my right leg sticking out of the aisle, right? Oh, I'm like, I don't know what to do here because I don't know what to do with the bag and I don't know what to do with my leg. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, yeah, so now every time you gotta go like this, is somebody gonna come up behind me? You know what I mean? And for the people that do this, oh my God, I can't just, if you land, okay, you have to understand we're all getting off the plane and going to the same
place.
Yeah. There's only one way off the plane. Let me help you understand that, right? You don't gotta go nuts. You just gotta wait. We all want to get off this fucking plane, right? For the people that decide you're 35 rows back and you think walking faster in the aisle to get ahead of people is cool, go fuck yourself. Wholeheartedly and respectfully, go fuck yourself. Yo, this guy, right? So this woman, we're all waiting. I'm like, yo, like, why can't you just sit there and wait? It was an hour and a half flight, bro. It ain't that deep. You can wait. It's an hour and a half flight. And I'm good. I'm like, if I'm good, everybody else should be good because the flight wasn't that long.
Yeah, right? That's a short flight.
Because I'm annoying. I'm like, yo, I don't want to be sitting here no more. I want to go and get the fuck off this plane, right? So this woman gets in front of me, and she gets like two rows ahead of me because she cut fucking 30 rows off. So then the guy in front of her, he's waiting to get – he's got to get his bag that's behind – like where I am.
Oh, shit.
So now this woman is in the middle between him
and you.
Me and the bag, right?
Oh, God.
So the dude is – clearly frustrated that he has to reach around this woman to get his bag.
Yeah, because she don't want to move.
I could have been quiet. I could have said, I'm not going to be a prick about this, but nah, you were annoying. So I was like, yeah, if she wouldn't have cut in front of everybody, you would have been able to get to your bag. I was just like, yo, I hate this woman.
Boys, I got to hop in the shower. I'm at 101.5 right now.
All right, bro. We'll see you later, man. Feel better, my guy.
Feel better, man.
I love y'all.
Love you too, man. Let us know, bro.
Yeah, for real.
But yeah, bro, I get on this, bro. Lost my shit, bro. I was like, I love being at home, but some of the shit at home, I just go, yo, the turnpike? Nope. It was like 30 miles backed up. I was like, they ain't got this in Indy. I was like, 345, y'all got 465. That's it. Yo, here, every store was full. All the highways were full. Gee, I was like, I don't want to do this. I can't deal with this. I don't want to do this anymore.
You deal with people all the time. Now you got to deal with 1,000 more on top of it. No.
Not when it doesn't come to bowling, bro. You know what I mean? Like, if it's got nothing to, like, this is what I was talking about before, right? If I'm having the conversation in a bowling alley, the most comfortable conversation I can have, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I was like, bro, like, when I go out in other situations, it's just not like that. Like, I'm like, bro, like, I don't feel comfortable around all these people. Mm-hmm. It's not the where I'm comfortable being situation.
That's a fact. That's the same way as me. I can't be around a bunch of motherfuckers. That's why I don't go nowhere around the holidays. I can't do it. I can't be around a bunch of people.
Yeah, I'll go out every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let's go eat some food. Turn around. Bring your ass back home. We can watch a movie at the crib. You know what I mean?
I got a fire stick. We can make a shake.
I got the cinema app for both of us.
Oh, God. But Merry Christmas to everybody. Yeah, my son did get a Spider-Man bowling set. So.
Oh, yeah? Yo, yeah. Little man be going crazy on the bowling. I love that, though. He's starting early, man.
He's doing both hands, so he's kind of got it, like, ambidextrous. So I think he's going to be a lefty, though.
Even better, bro.
Yeah.
You should have gotten him a purple hammer today. You know what I'm saying? Get him a purple hammer right now.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. I'll let somebody else take care of that. Nah. I'll get him another ball. I ain't getting no purple hammer.
Yeah. Yeah. Uncle Joel is not sending him that. Just remember that shit.
Yeah, dad's not buying it.
You want to take your thumb out of it, my G? You got all the right to do what you want to do. We got your back in that. But don't you dare. Yo, Uncle Joel, let me get a purple hammer. Nah. I'm going to say
Dad's not buying me one. Oh, okay, yeah, Uncle Joe's not either.
He ain't drilling that shit either. No.
No.
Yeah, he's getting a phase AI. Disrespect my nephew like that.
Hey, look, he can get my phase two. Box. He can get the goat ball. He can get phase two. He can have
mine. He can do one of those. IQ tours? We can IQ tour it up, bro. 13 of them, bro.
We'll get all of it. We'll get it all. So, yeah, but, yeah, he loves his little thing. He loves the bowl, so I said I'm going to sign him up. There's a league. I think there was a spot where I used to bowl a league at. They was like, they started my four. So I was like, okay, that's fine. I said, I'll start him many times four there. So he's going to have his own little shoes and whatever else I can get him around that time. So
how old is he?
Two.
Okay.
I'll be three in October next year. I'm like, God damn, man, this shit flying. I turn around, he won A's. Next thing you know, I turn around again. He turned another one. I'm like, Jesus Christ. All right, I'm old enough.
I dare him to say something disrespectful. How about you? I've been there since you was born, my G. Like 3 weeks after you was born, we existed, bro. God. Just remember that shit. Tasha, I know you in here. So, Tasha, I know you in here. He better not say nothing to me when he get old. That's what I'm saying. Tasha, don't let him say nothing to me because we can box. You know what I'm saying? I said this to my niece earlier. I was like, don't get it twisted. Just because, oh, yes, everybody, if you see my TikTok, you know.
Oh, yes. Oh, if y'all have
share it to Ayo Stephanie.
Yeah, y'all got to share it to Stephanie.
My sister's going through it right now, but she would appreciate every single time. Listen to me. because shout out to Terry Stone, who I love. Terry Stone's my guy, right?
Dead Buffing.
She's like, why does Terry always have to send me the live? And I'm like, does it bother you? And she's like, it's like annoying how many people send it to me. I was like, oh, this makes it so much better because I know so many people. And now that you've told me that, let's go tell the TikTok world. So if you haven't shared it with Stephanie, do your boy a favor.
Oh, my God.
Send it to Stephanie.
Oh, my God.
This shit's going to go so viral, it's crazy. Because every time I go live, I want my sister to... Yeah, who's friends with my sister in the comments? Thank you, Tasha. I appreciate you, Pumpkin. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if little man decides he wants to go get a purple hammer, I'm going to want to box him. Not physically want to hurt him, but just be like, yo, like, what are you doing? Don't be disrespectful in that way. You know what I'm saying? We're not doing this. We're going to teach you how to be a bowler without that shit.
Get your whole life together.
Yeah, the entire life. Get it together, bro. Appreciate you, Patrick.
It is not happening on my watch.
Yeah, bro. We gonna be one of the goats without that cheating ass ball. Understand?
Oh my God, I have never had your thing. I don't plan on using that one.
I think I gotta do one for the open. Probably gonna do one.
I was probably gonna say you probably got to. Yeah.
Maybe a pitch black, definitely not a 78. I think pitch black will be the one I do.
I ain't really like how 78 looked to your.
I can't. It annoys me because I can only use it for like 3 frames and then I'm out. I'm like, yeah. I don't. So what's the next ball, bro?
I don't know yet. You've got me kind of like wanting to check out that business blackout. So I want to check.
You gotta go
out.
Watch the YouTube video, bro. Yeah, if so, y'all haven't go checked that YouTube video, go check the YouTube video because we did it with a comparison of the Vibo. Okay. The Vibo was more this, but you can see, I mean, obviously, like right now, Woodland is running into this thing where the middle part of the lane gets very soupy. It gets very, like, if you get inside of 8 to 8, the ball just wants to keep going. But when you get the ball to the friction and it wants to go, it goes. Like this physics blackout is, and I think I said in a video, it sits right up underneath the max or could sit up underneath the pro if you don't drill it too strong. You know what I mean? Because the pearl cover will still make the ball want to push a little bit further, but still want to give you that overall shape. So, and I think I kind of used create shape too much, but I need y'all to understand this is where the way I see motion is where on the lane it starts to create it, right? So I think someone that has a little bit higher rev rate, maybe a little bit slower ball speed will benefit a lot more than someone that has a little bit higher ball speed because this cover still, it's a pearl cover, but it's still a little bit slower in its.
That's a pearl cover? It looks dull.
Yeah, it's dull. But it's pearl, and because pearl's not the polish, bro. It's the additive in
the additive in it, yeah.
So the additive will make the ball want to go a little bit further before. Yeah, it's a sanded pearl. Makes the ball. It was like the Omega Crux.
Yeah, I was about to say something like that.
Yeah, but they use like Axiom Cover in a pearl version, Supernova in a pearl version. Yeah, you know what I mean? So really strong, rolly cover, but hooks more. Like gives you more overall bend into the lane. So, I mean, I feel like, but I also did a layout that warrants it being used on flat patterns because the US Open is all flat. There's 1-to-1, 1-to-2. I want to use motions that I can keep in front of me without feeling like I got to give away. And I think this kind of cover will give me that.
Okay.
So I think.
Merry Christmas, Britt.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to everybody. So, yeah, I think you'd like that. And also, bro, you didn't drill an Ion Pro yet?
No. All right, there's a league. They actually have a league that they're doing, the ball league here. So I might jump in it.
Get that one.
That's the one you were telling me to get before. So I said I might have to jump on that. Since they got it in that ball league, I might do that ball league and just get it that way. That way I can get bowling.
What do you pay for a ball league and how many weeks is it?
They do normally between 12 and 13, sometimes 14 weeks. Just depends on when they started. If it's more like one of those ones where it comes out of the winter, they normally do about 10 weeks. They don't do it long.
And what do you pay a week on that?
Depending on if it's a one or a two, because they do different ones. Sometimes the summertime they'll do a two ball league, so that runs about 30, 35 a week.
Two balls?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I usually do that. That's how I normally rack up on my balls. I normally get one and then I'll sell one. And I'll be like, look, if you want a ball, just say, give me the money and I'll get it for you that way. But during the winter time, right after the winter, they'll do one ball lead. So it's just like one ball. You pick between like three or four. And I know
you this do anything in the summer?
Sometimes I do. I do more like practice leagues during the summer. So that way I can keep myself up for when Federation kicks itself right back in during August, September range. Because it's at, normally Federation starts at the end of August. So I normally do like a mid to June, July league all the way through to August. Beginning, middle of August, and then it ends. So I keep myself fresh going through, and I just keep on going around every time. There's not many good leagues anymore around here. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It's going away everywhere right now.
Yeah, and it's like
we have to travel here to go bowl stuff because we can't get anything.
That's how it is here. Yeah, it's most of the good stuff is in the Triad area, and that's normally about 45 minutes from here to an hour, give or take. And that's about a good three bowling alleys that normally have good stuff going on. That's where Flash Weekend usually is. That's where all the bigger tournaments usually are. Some of the USBC tournaments that they'll have out there. A bunch of different tournaments.
What's this one you said you want me to go to?
The one that I want to do next year will be Flash Weekend. That's
that's like your Super Bowl.
They do it every year. Like it's faithfully every year. They never fail when it comes to it. They get so many entries on it. It's fucking retarded. Like even though I can't say that word, but that's how it be. Like that's how many people be there. Like it's packed. Like if you don't get in when you can, that's it. So that's why I was like, next year definitely for sure.
I mean, wanna do it. Like I said, bro. If we plan it early enough, we could go do that.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. And it ain't till November. So it's like you got all the way up
until. I got literally a year.
Yeah, like literally. It's usually the first or second week in November. Sometimes they'll do it around. Last year they did it around Black Friday because they had so many people coming in from out of town. So that's. And they had like Unholy for UBA and shit down here too at the same time.
I shot
it. They just kind of planned it. Yeah, so they kind of like planned it kind of like all around the same time. So people had nothing but bowling that whole weekend. So it was like they jammed it. But this year they did it a little earlier. So they did it the first week since a lot of people were going to be out of town this time around. So they were like, nah, we're going elsewhere. So let's do it this way. So I'll check when the dates are because I know the dude who runs it. So all I got to do is just inbox and be like, hey, look, when it's Flash Weekend, let me know the exact days and what tournament y'all going to run because – normally, the lowest I think I've seen a tournament go for out there was 7 bands.
That's pretty good.
And that was on a Friday. Every other day, I think Saturday and a Sunday was like 12 or 13 a piece.
So I got a couple of comments. Ray said it's the ones in. Thanks, honey. Ray said it's the one Illinois has the most around here. I agree. I mean, you got the Hoinkey in Cincinnati. Ohio has a lot of shit. Yeah. The problem is it's like, it's the traveling of it all the time, bro. Like, mm-hmm. I understand.
What?
Oh, because you said that word, Jeet.
Oh, my God. Ugh. I'm sorry, TikTok.
Hold on a second. It's letting you stay here, but.
Yeah, I think it's just a warning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll try to get through this as much as we can.
Yeah, we go.
So what were you just talking about? I lost my train of thought.
You were talking about the traveling for.
Oh, yeah. So like it's a constant. It's like a bill, bro. It's if you got to go take a hotel, like let's say you got to go to Illinois and the tournament starts at 9:30 in the morning. Me, Ray, and Fred and people that go with me, bro, we don't want to wake up. I know I don't. But sometimes we have to because I'd much rather just go early instead of having to pay for a hotel, especially if I have like 2-3 tournaments in a month. I'm not doing that shit 3 times a month because, yeah, when you don't walk away with money, it's just money lost. Even though you want to put in, sometimes it's a little bit more difficult to do that. So, I mean, if you're a journeyman, you got to understand that part of it too. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a touring guy. We go to tournaments when we have stuff we can do, and then we go do that. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's me. When I can get in, I fit in. I know what they're doing. FedCon this year they're starting to do more federation type outside tournaments, but still federation based. They're doing a Fed Car, and I think it's like a doubles, a trios, a quad, and a Civil War. So you can pick from any team that you want to bowl with on anybody's team, and y'all bowl together, but you got to have at least one girl on your team. So
yeah, it's, you know, I don't mind doing squads, like the three-game squads, but, yo, like if I have to travel for something and I have to bowl, like I would have to do a few squads because, you know, but also that's – okay, so let's say you spend like $120 and you bowl three squads. Okay, so that's $400 that you just spent on the three squads. And then the travel, the food, the hotel, accommodations, all that shit that you got to do. So at the end of the day, like listening to some of these people talk about action bowling, I just go, damn, bro, like y'all got some intense ass pockets if y'all spending thousands of dollars a game bowling.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I don't live in that.
Mm-mm,
I don't ever mind putting money up to bowl, but yo.
Yeah, no, we're not doing all that.
We got shit we need to take care of.
That's a fact.
Too many, I've heard so many people try to always put up money that they don't have and they lose. It doesn't end well for the person doing that shit, bro. And listen, like, I never understood the people that always need to spend it beyond their means and they lose a lot.
Lose more than they gain. Right. That's how that'd be. Yeah, nope. Big Jen said he's doing the Southern Bowling Congress in March in Florida.
He did that last year too.
I think he did. Yeah.
As far as me, who asked me a question here? It was Olivia. Olivia, I'm good. I'm in New Jersey right now. I think in the grand scheme of things, I was exhausted. I slept the last 2 days. Like, I went Christmas shopping, but I stayed at home. I didn't do anything. Like, I needed to do that. Like, to have days off throughout the week is weird. So I'll tell you, when I get home, it's going to be very weird to go back into routine again because it's going to be Friday, Saturday, and a day off Sunday, and then back to everything again. But at the same time, like, it is something I was mentally exhausted.
Yeah,
like,
that break.
It's a lot of when I do this part, like I do this because I take joy in it. I don't do it because sometimes it feels a little like a chore, like it feels like a job. But at the same time, like if you want the quality of it to be good and you don't want to just put shit out, which I don't like to put shit out and Jeet doesn't like to put shit out. So when we put something out for you, it's not like, and people that put videos out, y'all know, it's not a minute process, bro. Ray knows. Ray does my YouTube and other social media shit too, bro. It's not a minute of work. So I think, like, I wanted to do this today because I was just like, I'm going to hang out with my guys today. It's like a hangout session for me today. But also, like, I don't want you guys to think that we don't think about doing the show, or when we missed a week, it bothered me. But yeah, life happens. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, life comes at you quick. Like, this will be our Christmas special. You know what I mean? Like, we are going to do other ones that involve the show and being in other platforms, but we got to get through the fucking holidays. But, you know, came home to visit my mom, to visit, you know, get away, be myself, get all the shit out that I could get out. You know what I mean? Like, be at a place of, you know, I don't have to talk about certain things when I'm at home. I can talk about, oh my God, bro. Let me ask you a question, G. My mom made me so mad, bro, in like the funniest way, but she pissed me off, bro. So G, okay. So let me ask you something, bro. Is there a dish that not even if you made it, that your mom makes would taste as good? Like, let's say it's the simplest thing ever, right? Mm-hmm. If you made it, could you make it like your mom does? Like, there's that one thing that your mom makes. It's the simplest thing ever.
Yeah, there's one I know I can, and there's one I know I can't. Whenever she makes taco ring, me and her, she kind of like put me on to it anyway. But
taco what?
Taco ring. It's like croissant rolls with taco. It's like taco seasoning, taco meat. Put it in a croissant roll, roll it up, and send a pizza ring. I gotta make it one day so I can take
your picture. You gotta put your boy up on game because I don't know.
Yeah,
what's happening.
Yeah, That's silly. What's happening? Yeah, so like, I don't know what's happening right now.
She made taco rolls with
like, so basically what you do is you get a pizza pan, a circular pizza pan. You spread out your croissant rolls and you put your meat, you put your seasoning, of course, the taco tastes like seasoning. You put your cheese on the inside, you fold it over and curl it, and then you put it in the oven for about 10 to 15 minutes, let it brown over, and then you cut it. Like, it looks like little pizza shapes, but it's taco, and it's called taco ring.
So okay, so it's sort of like...
in a ring. I'm just stuck on my words. I don't know what's happening right now. Like, I have to explain that shit. Like, why you just lost this shit? Like, it just sucks. So
I'm because, just like,
okay, I'm going to try to get this shit out. Ah, shit. That's why we had, like... Like, I don't even know what to say, like...
Oh shit!
My boy, I don't even know what's going on right now. Like, that's what got me. And it's just like, oh god.
So,
yes, definitely.
The reason why I ask, right? Because first off, there's 2 points I have to make here. Brooke brought up something about like cinnamon rolls and chili. Bro, what's the difference? What's the difference in what you talking about right now, bro? Other than, and we're going to go back to this. if you saw the tomato.
I'm not doing this shit tonight. I'm not doing this shit. Oh, my God. What the fuck? Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh goodness. Oh shit. Oh,
see?
God.
Tasha, are you Tasha, are you making this for him?
No, I put her on to it. She didn't even know how to make it till I'm the one who put her on to it. Come ahead, what is it? I want to hear it.
Sweating, bro.
Oh my god. Holy my head is starting to hurt from laughing so damn hard.
The back of the neck, bro.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try to get through this, okay?
Oh, shit.
So my mother, right? So mad, bro. So, Tasha said, that's all him, but can't lie, it hits every time.
I told you, this shit slaps, bro. I'm telling you, I'm going to put you on game. This shit slaps. And especially if you had a good ass about a lettuce, brother.
Gina, oh, you making the back of my fucking ass.
Oh my god,
it's the back of my
fucking head.
Oh shit! Oh fuck!
Oh my god! Oh goodness, fucking gracious. Oh god, my fucking head hurts. Oh shit.
We have to correct ourselves, people. I need a drink. I'll be right back, bro. Oh shit, G.
Shit.
Oh my god.
Oh god, I am in full heat. Oh shit.
I never need no intermission for the podcast, bro. That's crazy.
Oh my goodness! Like,
yo, you got any comments in there?
Oh shit, yo! Oh my god, get it together, G. Get it together. Right. What the fuck, yo? This shit's crazy.
It's gonna be all right, man. Right, G?
No, Tasha said she tried not to laugh so hard because she put my son to bed.
Hold on, bro.
Oh man, yeah, dead ass. I'm gonna make that shit tomorrow. Yeah, I'm gonna make that shit tomorrow. Fuck you talking about. I just need croissant rolls. That's all I need. Did I get my pizza pans from my dad?
So North Mage says he uses a pizza stoneware to cook my ring on it. He's going to try the taco ring.
See, I told you. It's on Google, bro. It became like national.
No, look at me. Fuck a Google. Look at me. So you get a pizza stone?
Either a pizza stone or a pizza pan. Either or. The round one.
The circular one.
Yes.
So you get pastries?
Or you can, I would say use croissants. Yeah, I would say use like the Pillsbury croissant rolls. Like whatever kind you want, it don't matter. Like you can go butter, you can go regular, it don't matter. Whatever you choose, I don't care. It's your choice. Whatever your flavor buds want to kick that day, that's what they kick.
That works. Okay.
And you so now, unroll it like you would normally do any other croissant. You just unroll it, let it come out. Yep.
Flatten
it
all the way out. Did you pop it?
Yeah, you gotta do that.
You gotta do the thing. Or do you use your fingers?
I use the spoon because I don't like my fingers because it doesn't work all the time with my fingers.
What do you mean, bro?
Like some of the packages I get, they don't want to pop for real. So I was like, fuck it, spoon. Boop. Quick.
It's like take the back of it and you like.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So then
take it out. Unroll them. Yep. They come in a little roll, so you gotta unroll them to get the fork.
Keep them together. Or you separate them.
Nope. Separate them. You gotta lay them out. You gotta lay them out like pizza, so they're gonna look like triangles. When you set them down, that's how they're gonna look. Literally, when you're putting them down, they're gonna look like this.
Don't do that. That's what they're gonna.
I'm saying pizza.
That doesn't look like a pizza slice. Go ahead, bro.
It's gonna be a triangle pizza slice. That's what it's gonna look like. Y'all not gonna get me for that one. Like it's pizza, I promise.
We talk about like pizza, TikTok, watch your mouth.
We're talking about taco pizza. That's what we're talking about. So it's gonna be you put it on the thing.
A little smack after you put it on the thing.
You don't have to. I mean, if you want to, if you feel in the gully that day, just go ahead.
You see that? It's got to be like
ammo.
Yeah, like if you miss, it looks like, oh, no. No. You got to. You always, like when you have a meal that you're feeling, smack the shit out of it, bro. Like, do you know what kind of exclamation point that gives? It just sets the precedent to the meal. Okay? So now you take your.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it's already in triangles. Yep. You've
already cooked your ground beef, correct?
Of course. Right. You put your taco seasoning in your ground beef. Or however you want to make it taste like a taco.
Go ahead, bro. Do your thing.
However way you want to make it taste like a taco, you make it taste like a taco. Mm-hmm. So then you put your cheese, you put your meat, and once you spread all of your croissants out, you got to spread them all the way across so they're going to be next to each other, basically in a circle. Spread them out. I normally use two cans because it makes it, it'll fill the whole circle. If you use one can, you'll be like kind of short yourself. So I use two cans of croissant rolls, spread them out throughout the whole circle pan. Then once I get that, I put them on the scoop by spoon.
One second.
Go ahead.
My beautiful mother, I'm on a podcast right now. And I know if I say, Mom, come here, but you'd be like, well, my hair. I love you so much. So you're shaking your head right now, Mom. I love you so much. Okay. We're going to introduce you to the world tomorrow. Tomorrow, okay? You're going to say hello to everybody before I get out of New Jersey. Okay? I love you so much, my... Yeah, listen, that's... Nobody comes above that woman. I'm going to tell you right now. So, Mom, I got like 30 people watching. It did 10, but it's 30 in my eyes. You know what I mean? So, we're doing a podcast right now. Special Christmas edition. Check it out on YouTube when we put this shit out.
I love it.
Seeing my mom does to me, bro. Like,
I love it.
You know when you need it. I can tell.
It melts you. It melts it. So, okay. So, we spread out the pan. We got all the croissant rolls. Now we get the little, we get the pan with the meat in it, and spread it out across it. Like literally put it in the middle. Fill it up as much as you want to. Mm-hmm. I gotta do my little thing. Hold on. I do my little puzzle piece. So yeah, you know it comes up when you do your little puzzle piece. You just sitting there too long. You ain't interacting with your people and whatnot.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah, good, yeah, good.
So then you spread your meat across it. Then you go all the way around. You go around the circle. Go around the entire circle. Oh shit, you get your ground beef.
I'm so serious.
Oh goodness. So then you get your ground beef and you take it. I can't do this shit.
I'm never gonna get through this. Holy shit.
Oh god. Oh man, I gotta get through this shit. Oh goodness.
Oh, Brittany said she got into a car accident on Monday. Her baby was not with her. She almost lost her life. Are you okay?
Are you all right? You didn't say any of that on my side. So
yeah, okay. I really hate that they don't connect the...
Yeah, don't worry. That doesn't make sense. We're going to figure this out eventually.
So how long does it sit in the oven? We got to get past the part where you're...
Yeah, so basically you put the ground beef, you put the cheese on top, and then you fold it. You take the end at the bottom. Yeah, kind of like it, yeah. You just take the end at the bottom and you tuck it over the other end at the back. You do that for all of them. And then you stick it in the oven for about 10, 15 minutes, usually. Let it brown because your meat's already cooked, so you don't really need to recook your meat again. So you just need to brown.
Basically, never have to recook the meat, though.
Exactly. So now you just got to brown everything. And if you want to, I normally do cheese before I stick it in the oven. So I do another layer of cheese over top. And then I stick it in the oven so that way, just in case the cheese on the inside doesn't get a good melt, the top got a good melt for it. So then it just sticks to the top of the croissant. So then you just cut it up and cut it like in pizza slices. And you eat it. Get your salsa. If you want more cheese, add more cheese. Get your salsa. If you like salsa, dip it out and eat it up.
You understand that? I mean, listen, that sounds like something that I could rock with.
It's something simple. My mom used to make that joint all the time for me when me and her, it was just me and her, literally. And she found the recipe one day. She was like, I'm going to make it. And I was just like, what? It's like taco ring. And I had the same face you made. I'm like, what the fuck? This is a taco ring. I was like, I didn't know taco came in a ring. I'm like, I know it came in tortillas and hard shells and regular shells. And you want to put a burrito to it. And, you know, you could do something like that. I'm like, I didn't know that you could do tacos in a circle. So,
I'm crawling out of my skin. Yesterday. Can I tell you this? Okay. So there is nobody in the world that can make a ham sandwich like my mother. And let me help you understand why, okay? So growing up, we didn't have a lot, but my mom made sure that we had what we needed, right? We knew we was hurting, but we was never hungry because my mom always made sure of that, okay? Thanks. Saturday or Sunday morning, a few ingredients, a couple pieces of bread, a couple pieces of ham, some onions, lettuce, tomatoes. That's it. And y'all know how I feel about tomatoes. Those are fucking disgusting, but she's my mother and she knows. Right? Okay. So, y'all know what a panini maker is, right? You make a panini maker, you get the two pieces of bread, you squish these sons of bitches, right? Mm-hmm. But no. My mother doesn't just have a panini maker. She has one that browns bread evenly on both sides. And this is like, holy fuck, like, oh. Okay. We used to have a pan that was shaped like this. So when my mom would toast the bread, it would be toasted on one side and not on the other. And there was certain swipes of mayo on certain parts of the bread that only my mother can do. And you guys are going to think I'm nuts, right? But this is what I want. This is a simplicity thing that says to me, I'm home, right? That's it, though. There is no addition, subtraction, multiplication. Just leave it the fuck alone, right? Jeet, I get home. I ain't had one of these sandwiches in a minute, right? I'm downstairs. I smell bread toasting. I go, it's about to go down.
Right? He knows it's coming.
You know when you're in a restaurant and you can feel the food coming, but you did, like, nobody else noticed that you peeped the food was coming. You're like, I'm going to fuck this food up.
Yeah, I'm about to savage this shit. As soon as it hit this damn plate, this guy.
You like, yo, I eat all day waiting for this food.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst right there, too. Your stomach got a hole in that motherfucker and you just waiting on food. You just sitting there just.
So this wonderful, beautiful smell of toasted bread hits me. And I look on my mom's, it looks like fucking Jesus's table because this table's so fucking long, right? Yes. So
the 12 disciples table.
There was a lot of us in here yesterday. Like 8 of us, right? 9 of us, right? My mom, this is why I love my mom so much, bro. She had 9 sandwiches on the table. And I go, oh, yes. I'm internally, I'm like I look at the table, circles. Right? And they call me Joey at home. My mom goes, Joey, come get food. I'm coming up. I'm excited, Jeet. I'm the first one upstairs. Let me just help you understand. I'm home. I'm the king in my house when I go home. And I'm going through the, like, the music is playing in my mind. I'm like the Price is Right music, right? You just go, that's the one. You know when you lock in on the sandwich that you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one. I'm deep, right? Like, I tell you, bro, when I take something this serious, like, it's internal, like Chipotle. When they don't give me enough rice, it bothers me. Right?
Oh, trust me, I know. I've seen it.
Oh, vein in the head.
Yeah, neck, everything.
I feel internally hurt by this, right? It bothers me. So I get my sandwich, right? S-A-N-G-W-I-C-H, sandwich, because I'm in New Jersey, watch them out, right? I get my sandwich. I'm about to indulge. Take a bite. What the fuck is this? Right? Cucumber, vinaigrette, fucking all these, like fucking radishes, cabbage. And I'm like,
what is this?
Jeet, I lift up the top of the bread, Jeet. I'm looking at this disaster of a sandwich in front of me, and I'm like, excuse me, Araceli, because that's my mom's name, but I can call her that, watch her mouth. Excuse me. What the fuck is this? I'm like, Mom, what is this? She's like, oh, I wanted to change it up. I wanted to make it healthier. I'm like, Mom.
Look, I had a feeling. We got to eat healthy, Joey.
Excuse me. 150 pounds lost. I didn't eat healthy enough. I didn't bring my ass to New Jersey to eat your vegetable sandwich. And let me tell you how slick my mom thinks she is, right? Because my mom usually plans ahead pretty well. She wasn't expecting, I don't think, to be making 9 sandwiches. God bless my mother. I love her so much, right? Had 9 slices of ham, my Jeet. Every one had 1 slice on it. I love my mama so much, right? Because I'm like, listen, my mom will make sure that everybody eats because she forgot to get her, whatever, right? I would have taken the 1 slice, leave the grocery store vegetables the fuck out my sandwich. You got an evenly distributed toasting on both sides? What the fuck is this world coming to? When I can't have my sandwich that way. I was like, Mom, I'm not a man that needs to ask for a lot in life, right? But when I come home, don't you ever run the garden through my sandwich again. I was like, Mom, do you love me less now? I was like, you internally hurt me with what you put on the plate. I was like, Mom, and I said this all jokingly. Well, I love my mom.
Of course.
But I was like, bro, what the fuck is this? I was like, Mom, you're hurting me with this. I was like, you're not just going to sit here and flip scripts on here. Oh, and then she makes my brother's favorite soup. I was like, oh. So he gets his soup the way he wants it. But but my sandwich has to come out because you wanted to go ahead and experiment. Don't you ever do that again. We can box. You hear me, woman?
Oh my God. Boy,
have my mom died. Don't you ever disrespect the sandwich game again, bro.
My boy had a garden salad sandwich. That's what he got.
Bro. Fucking all of it, bro. I was like, yo, Mom. So me and my sister were talking 2 days ago. She goes, yeah, man. Mom always goes to Costco, spends like $250 on vegetables. I was like, Steph, I know where those fucking vegetables are.
All y'all fucking sandwiches. Oh my God. I am not laughing at Mom. No, you're not going to get me in trouble with you. Fuck that. No, I'm not laughing. Mm-mm, fuck that. Nope.
I told my mom, I said, listen.
I love Mom.
The next time you want to sit here and argue with me about something, just leave the fucking sandwich alone. That's all I'm telling you to do. Don't just leave it alone. You want to come out here. you
Oh shit! Because I swear to God, yo, if my mama was there, but I know for a fact that her sandwich just be bomb like that. No, I'm sorry, I'm just gonna do the same shit. Yeah. I'm gonna be like, yo, what the fuck is this?
What are you doing?
Where did this cross your brain that this was okay?
I think I asked my mom 70 times. I was like, you know when someone. It's like when a dude talks to a girl and he uses a line and his boys hear him use the line he shouldn't have used. Mm-hmm. It's the same process when I was talking to my mom about certain things. I'm like, oh, she's like, oh, do you need this? I'm like, oh, don't worry, you'll probably change it again. Like, it was like that. And I was like, Mom, leave it alone moving forward. Don't listen. We have to enjoy these moments while we can. I didn't come home from Indiana, to be dealing with a ham sandwich that has lost its soul because you want to make it a 2024 version. Leave it the fuck alone. Don't touch it. And then I had Chinese food from New Jersey. Oh. Just no, I was living in my glory, bro, because you know, they ain't got Chinese food like that in India. That's one thing they don't have.
They ain't got it here either. Trust me, I know.
So yeah, bro, I I'm happy to be home. I think it's a trip that was 1,000,000,000% needed. Definitely. Like, again, this is like a buffer thing with me, right? So when I reach a certain time, yes, please, Britt, do that. When I reach a certain time of just like, because now my brother's dumb, by the way. Something else his dumb ass did, bro. He is driving to Florida tomorrow to go on a cruise. I was like, bro, you're going to go get in your car tomorrow. And you're going to drive to Florida. I mean, he's going to Turks and Caicos, which I've never been to Turks and Caicos. I hear it's nice this time of year. But fuck what you're talking about. If you think I'm going to drive to Florida, get on a cruise, and then drive back. It's going to feel more of work than it does a vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a ride. That's a
and
ride.
He's like, yo, it's like $1,200. To get there, I was like, that's not true. I was like, I could get a trip to Florida right now for like $550.
Thanks.
But he's like, yo, I can rent a car for like $70. I was like, bro, but like,
you gotta pay that gas.
That's a hike, though. I'm like, that's like 14 hours. I'm like, yo, that's so far.
Yeah, what part of Florida he's gotta get to?
Miami, I think. That's where they're.
That's about 16, 17.
Yeah, like 15. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, no. Not doing that, not from up north. Oh, no. Now I can see if it was like you in Carolina somewhere, sure. That's on like an 8-10 hour ride, but hell no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, on the 26th though?
Come on. Yeah, the day after Christmas too, with people leaving and traveling and every guy's stuff.
Wayne said Ray would drive it. He definitely would drive it.
Yeah, Wayne, I mean, dead ass, Ray gonna definitely drive wherever.
Yeah. Oh, we don't fly out here. My name is Ray. I'm the problem. Always.
Yeah, he's used to that. He's used to that type of shit. I can't. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I was for a while, but once I moved here, I was like,
I'm debating on driving to Baton Rouge for Nationals. It's a debate because I can take more bowling balls doing that.
Yeah, even Tasha said traffic through the Carolinas is gonna be hell when he get here.
What do you mean?
Because traffic be a bitch. Getting through here. Yeah, like getting through Carolina because so many people either work in Virginia or South Carolina and they go home and they leave and they be traveling on that road. So, yeah, no. I know motherfuckers that lived in Virginia and come down to North Carolina just to work just because they don't want to work at the port because they know that's all the only jobs really that's out there for real is port jobs. They don't want to do that. So they come here. They drive a 4-hour, 5-hour ride, sit here for a week and then go back. And fuck no, hell nah. That ride he about to have, he about to endure some traffic for real. Hell,
I don't know. And I'm not a person that's built that way. I'm like, bro, like I'm flying there. Fuck.
Yeah, that's me. That's even with Baton Rouge. I'm thinking, I'm like, I don't know. I might fly.
How long would the drive be from you?
I think it was like eight and a half.
Really? How long would it take me to get to you from here?
Eight.
Really?
I literally passed you. I was just like literally right up under you when I drove back. I just went a little bit lower. That's all I did. But when we came, when I drove with my mom to St. Louis, we cut damn near right through Indy.
Yeah, but at the same time, from Jersey, the drive to Florida is less. Like, Ray, it is a fucking straight shot there from here. Like, there is, you don't, what is it that you take? Eight? Not 80.
95.
Yeah. And you stay on that shit the whole way.
The whole way. Yeah. 95 go from the top to the bottom. It's a straight shot.
And you go through, what is that on south of the border? That, bro, what's that store that you see like 30,000 fucking signs to get to?
South of the border.
Or some
shit. You know what's crazy? They don't have it anymore. They took it out.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro, they're going to be taking signs down for the rest of their lives.
They already did. All them signs is gone.
Yeah, really?
Down there. Yeah, it's ghost town down there. It ain't there no more.
I actually visited that a few times when I was driving down there as a kid. That's crazy.
Trust me, I know. I used to do it too when I was a kid. And yeah, now that shit is gone. I think they got rid of it like 2 years ago.
Yeah, oh, it's that recent.
Yeah, you don't even see anything, signs, nothing. You get down there, you know you're crossing. All you're going to see is welcome to South Carolina. That's it. But you ain't going to see nothing else. They don't have no more south of the border or anything. They got rid of all that. So there ain't nothing there. I think they said they were supposed to be turning into something else, but I don't know what. They ain't really saying nothing yet. Nobody's bought it, I don't think. So, yeah, it was just like our down south Coney Island, and now it's gone. So,
yo, Coney Island, it's a scary place. Not scary. Like, it don't make me nervous, but it looks.
I rode past it when I was up there. And I was
it's like, nothing there, bro.
It looks abandoned as a motherfucker. I was like, whoa. I said, my childhood is definitely gone. It's just gone.
Yo, and I realized, yo, where I live is definitely cheaper than what this is. That's another thing, bro. I see shit here and I just go, damn. Like, how people can afford to live here with what this place. I was like, bro, this shit is
wild. Same shit about certain areas here, too. It's wild. Like, this little area is growing. This used to be super cheap. Now this area is growing up around it, and now everything's skyrocketing around here. My old neighborhood.
You said you moved, right?
Yeah, I moved across the street. Dead ass serious though. I literally
I did
can
that
see
too.
my
I did
old
that.
apartment
What
building.
else was going
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah, I can literally see my old apartment building. I was like, yeah, no, I'm moving it. So,
how much of a pain in the ass is that just to move across the street?
I mean, not really. Because
you're just
like,
yo, let's just Tasha grab some shit. Let's go.
It, like how simple it really was. It was just like, just go from one to the other one. Like there was no nothing else. It's like it was more wide. I didn't have to deal with an elevator and waiting on people. Didn't have to do too much of nothing really. It was just
you like your new
my
place
apartment.
At least?
So, yeah, this shit's way more spacious than my other one. The other one felt like a damn bachelor pad. It was more like a hotel type of apartment,
space.
Basically. Yeah, it was like an apartment hotel, basically, but just nice. That's all. Don't get me wrong, it was a nice area. It was just not the people. New one for it, man. It was not family oriented. And I had a whole family out here in these streets. Nah, that ain't gonna work for me. People breaking into your cars over there. Little skateboarders want to be skateboarding at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, so there's a news bulletin, and I've got some very there's a news bulletin from a very reliable source, right? And the news bulletin is this: that you cursed somebody out 3 times over a wagon.
Yes, because
you
I
care to
not
explain this. You
my
care
wagon
to...
yet. I, that shit would have been so much easier had
do
I
you
had
think,
my
bro,
damn
what
wagon.
Happened?
So this girl decides she wants to hold on to a wagon that don't even damn belong to her ass. So I've been waiting on my wagon to come back, and it still has yet to be in, back in my damn possession. So I had a shit ton of little stuff, literally just little stuff that I could just move. And I knew if I had the fucking wagon, I'd be just fine. And I already
where
know
was this wagon?
It's at her house, at her parents' house, actually. Let's get it correct. It's at her
Latasha,
parents' house.
So let's get to the bottom of this. Let's work this
I'm
out.
I'm waiting on my wagon to bring its ass back here. So that little shit that I had to pull and move would have been minimal. But
so
somebody had my wagon,
why?
I could do shit with it.
Tasha, why doesn't he have his wagon?
Yeah, tell him. Tasha,
yeah, let's
I
let's sift
wagon?
Through this. Let's
take your ass back over there to Joel's.
Tasha said, "In my defense."
Nope, I don't want to hear it.
Yo, let me. Can you let Sis speak, bro? I'm trying to get Sis to get her point out right now, bro.
Because I already know where she's going.
So she used it to make paper for the family, is what she said. She used it at her last vendor event.
Okay. Wait.
Cookies and deliciousness that she makes.
Pause. Put yourself on pause. Now ask her how long ago was that event?
Tasha, how long ago was the event? She's like last year. Why you gotta bring up old stuff?
Ah shit. Yeah,
nah, he said he did ask for it and I kept forgetting it.
You know, say I didn't ask. I was asking nicely before I got to this fucking point. So I wanted my shit back because it would have helped me. Oh, okay. Thank you.
You knew we was moving a month ago.
Thank you.
Listen, don't talk
ding,
about
ding.
My sis like that, bro. I'll fight
ding,
you.
Ding,
fight,
ding,
bro.
Ding,
my
ding, 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 ding. God dang it.
Tasha, don't worry. I got your back, man.
Nah, ain't nothing to have back on. God damn it. My back
bro.
Hurts
you not just
gonna
disrespect sis like that, bro.
My
she
back
the wagon to make
shit.
Those delicious treats.
And giving back my shit after that. Your delicious
you know
treats
wild?
Are no longer in it.
You know what's wild is you are going you're right now hearing that your wife is saying I was wrong, right? She gonna send me some cookies. But right now you are hearing your wife is saying I'm wrong without her saying I'm wrong, because that hurts. Biz, he lives in North Carolina. I do not. Cam, Merry Christmas, my G.
I live in North Carolina.
So, and across the street from where he ain't. She's showing you that she's saying that you were right. Just think about that, bro. She's at least showing you that shit. So, I'm starting to get accustomed to someone actually saying that to me, and it's very weird. Mom, I'm going to ask you to do this one more time in front of America. Don't ever change recipe to the ham sandwich again. I'm telling you right now, don't disrespect the world. When you disrespect my sandwich again, don't put no cucumber salad inside of my sandwich again.
But okay, Merry Christmas to you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Mom. And I told the world, Mom can't disrespect my sandwich like that, bro. So, yeah.
Merry Christmas, Cam. Tell your brother, too. Mike, I say Merry Christmas, too.
Yeah, bro. Man. Merry Christmas to y'all, bro. We wanted to give y'all a little... Hard. I mean, Butchie is definitely not feeling it today, but either way,
he's definitely sick.
We pushing today. So
he tried. We give him that.
He looked like a bag of dicks when he left, bro. I'm telling you.
I told him that when he was up here. I was like, bro, you look like shit, bro. I was like, he was like, is that bad? I was like, yeah, bro. You can see it on your face. It looks sick. I was like, yeah, you look sick, bro. He's like, oh, I'm going to try to get through it. I was like, all right, big fella. I said, we're going to try. You can't make it, you just let me know. Just tap out.
Your back, bro.
Just tap out at any point in time, brother. Just tap out.
Nah, bro. Take care, man.
But how was everybody's Christmas that's in here that didn't get to tell us how was everybody's Christmas?
Yeah, bro. If y'all got some stuff y'all want to ask, I mean.
Yeah, ask us questions, too.
You say, Ray said, we can't, no females to admit when they wrong. G got one and is tripping.
I am not tripping. See, that's the thing. I ain't tripping. I know I got the right because I knew I was right because I knew how long she held it.
But and I would want to see Tasha's face. I would want to see Tasha's face when you were like, oh, where's the wagon that I asked you for a month ago? And she just looked at you and she was like, oh,
everything went from here to here. Like it just sunk, like everything. You can just see it all on her face. Like everything just went from
Tasha said, the wagon? It's coming.
Yeah, look, that's what I said. Yeah, that's what I said. Where's the wagon? Huh? Like dead ass. It was where's the wagon? Huh? I'm telling you, bro, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, seriously, you forgot it again? Like, come on now. There ain't no way. Like, you forgot it again?
Yo, some guy named Biz Hurst, can you follow Biz. Him? Can you follow him? He says he needs all the North Carolina news. Bro, I'm in Indiana, bro. I don't bullet
North Carolina. I'm about to say, pull up over here, Biz.
Yeah, go to Jeets. Go to Jeets. And follow him. He has more...
I got all the North Carolina stuff. What's up?
He could give you more hooked up than me. Jason Hull says he has pneumonia. Well, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. It's the season for this shit, bro. Yeah. This is why, like, you know, living alone is actually not the worst thing to be doing right now. With, yo, everybody in my house is not feeling good, bro. So hopefully I don't catch nothing that they got here, but, you know. I mean, it's the season, though, right? But now, like, Christmas is over. Biz Hurst said, I'm really good, but I act ass.
Oh, I know who Biz is. Biz, you stupid. Yeah, all right. I knew who the hell that was. Biz, you're stupid ass.
I mean, listen, he says he's really good, though. So Biz maybe
Biz is good. Biz is, he just do stupid shit. That's all. Everybody knows that shit. Biz hangs out with a few of the ones that I hang out with.
Why you say you in New Jersey, though, Biz? Where are you from in New Jersey, bro?
He do live in Jersey. I'm about to say he's from up north. Yeah, he's my up north crew. He my hometown peoples. Biz, no, he ain't trash. He just do trash shit. That's all.
Well, he said he acts trash.
Yeah, that's what I said. He ain't trash. He just do trash shit. That's all it is. Biz is nice to sell. He just do trash ass shit sometimes, and it make him look like he trash, and he really ain't. Biz is nice to sell.
But house shots though. He said
he do Dougie tournaments. I'm about to say he do Dougie tournaments too. That's why he want to come down here, because he thinks shit easy. I'm telling you, you come down here and ain't shit sweet. You know better. You damn sure know better. I'm put your ass right in the triad area where all the shit talks go. You know that. And don't let me start my own tournaments, because then I'm going to really have all y'all motherfuckers from up north down here.
See, I'm learning that, like, and I'm going to go back to this 18 299s and 4 800s. Well, where's the other number? There's a, I got 8,279s, my G. You just happened to miss on the last one. I just missed one in the middle somewhere.
That's me.
But yeah, I like that, too. See? Because I'm also learning that hearing the admittance of being wrong without being a prick about it is something very different. And that's not something I'm used to, because every time Biz said I'm no 300s at all, I'm ass. So the fact that I am steady starting to get accustomed to people admitting that they're wrong, but actually not being upset about it, is something very different in life too. So I think that that is pretty cool that y'all could have that. You know what I mean? And I know it's kind of corny, but at the same time, like,
it don't happen. It don't happen often, but I take it. I take the ones I get. So that's why I'm kind of like, hey, I'm on your ass, because I know I was right.
Mr. Postman.
Yeah. Shit, I want my damn wagon. God dang it. I was going to be fine if I had my damn wagon. Shit.
So basically, Tasha, what he's saying is that you didn't feel bad when you watched him carrying everything, because if he had a wagon, he would be able to. Oh, yeah. Make sure that y'all send it to Steph. She really wants to see the live. So make sure y'all get on that.
I heard a giggle.
It's my goddaughter. She liked it. She saw the video too. Yo, that video has 900 views already.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you might have an ass motherfucker sending her shit. She's going to hate you.
I love it. Oh. She said she felt bad. That's why she helped carry some stuff. And she emphasized the some, not the heavy shit, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Not the heavy shit, though. Yeah. He broke his fucking back, per usual.
Well, listen, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you said, what'd you get for Christmas?
Nothing.
Tasha, what'd you get him for Christmas? The gift that keeps on giving every day, right? Tell him, Tasha. Look at his face right now. Look at
Go get your ass. Yeah, go get your ass. When you least expected, I'll go get your ass. Get
love and respect, and Tasha said.
I'll go get your fucking ass, though. I'll go get your ass.
See, I got she got
enjoy
you
a, shit now. Merry Christmas,
got you a sliced tomato.
I'll go get your fucking ass. I'll go get your fucking ass.
Oh, my face hurts again.
Yo, you know about to make my goddamn hair again. Fuck that shit. That's all I'm gonna tell you. Don't get your fucking ass, Joe. Just know that. Yeah, your episode is coming real soon. I'm gonna get your ass. Shit, no. Mm-mm.
Did you get the tomato sandwich, my G? Cause remember at the end of the day. It's still a fucking
tomato. How you fucking slice it, man? How you fucking type that bitch? You saute it, you pureed. It's still a fucking tomato.
Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the car. Or sometimes you're the bug, sometimes you're the windshield. And in this case, I don't know which one Jeter is, but I love that him and his lady have that kind of, you know, that kind of love. And
windshield that day.
He said respect, quite love was kind of questionable that day because, you know, she wanted to make sure that you had it under control, my G.
Oh, yeah, love was out the damn window. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Because everything, while G was holding it, it wasn't no love coming out of his mouth more so than he's like, my fucking wagon while he was walking. If I had my wagon on here, my arms wouldn't look oblong.
You should have fucking heard me when I went down the fucking hallway. And I said it too. I was like, yo, if I had so my fucking steps. Wagon, like, goddamn, I swear to God, if I had my fucking wagon, I'm literally holding a box. You know how like you can hold onto a rail inside of a damn elevator? I literally have my box sitting on top of the rail.
Tasha said, literally, that's how he was.
Easier if you had my fucking wagon. Yeah, you know that, right? And I'm just staring a hole into her. Just like, yeah, my fucking wagon.
If my mom would have just left the fucking sandwich alone, I would have been happy too, bro. Vice versa, my G. That's what I'm trying to tell you, bro. You see,
Merry Christmas. Shut your ass up, bitch, too.
Merry Christmas to everybody, bro. This is the adventures that we have to deal with as a people. Yeah, and Tasha said she like almost tore a muscle in her back carrying this heavy pillow from the one house to the other. She was like, damn, bro, like rotator cuff surgery maybe because of how heavy the pillow was that she was carrying. Well, G, I hate you right now. She's like, oh, my arm string. You know what I mean? She's like, oh, I got to be careful. We got babies. So we got to make sure the baby's okay. And then, you know what I mean? All of that stuff, bro. This is the face why he's carrying boxes. Look, Tasha, right there.
Your ass is mine. Just know that.
What you mean, bro? Listen, I just like to make sure that I spread love throughout the Jeter household.
I don't want to hear that shit.
I'm making sure that the love is in the Jeter household. From all my heart, bro.
I'm going to get your fucking ass.
Listen, G, I just want you to know. Listen, when we decided that we wanted to do this podcast, we did this under the notion that we didn't really give a fuck. So, wherever we were going to cause stir,
makes this shit so much fucking worse.
But if you had a wagon, it would have made it better.
Yeah, exactly. My wagon would have been fucking here. I would have been all right. Like, goddamn it. Shit. But again, your ass is mine, Mr. Postman. Just know that. I'm getting you. You, yeah. Just
what
you
listen, mean, bro.
Go ahead. Get that
any means necessary, my G, but listen. Home, motherfucker. We are under the understanding that we can now. Cut you a video like nobody else, right?
Oh, yeah. Trust me. Yeah, all this shit is getting cut. Every bit of this shit.
So I'm going to tell y'all right now. Wagon, a garden salad sandwich with tomatoes. So this is the garden sandwich wagon episode.
Merry Christmas.
Take us out, Jeep.
Thank y'all for joining us tonight. Unfortunately, I can't say goodbye to Butch because Butch is not here, but everybody
keeps Butch, we hope you feel better, Mike. We're not getting off. We're just cutting it out now.
Yeah, we're just cutting this show. So I thank y'all for joining us. Biz, appreciate you for joining us. Tasha, thank you for joining us. Everybody that was in here tonight for your warm questions and answers that we had tonight, I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, this is the welcome wagon. So welcome.
Thank you for joining the Rolling with Jeter featuring Joel and Butchie show. Thank you. Peace, love, and hair grease. I'm out.
He got the hair.
Posted in the cut, and I'm looking for a blockhead. Yeah, me and my white tee, I break a back, and I keep a big bank. Oh, I think they like that. Before I need a house, yeah, I'm sizzling on the goose. Yeah, and I'm like,